You're listening to the Dad Bod Golf Pod with Kyle Rush, Ben Taylor, and Nate Pass.
What's up, everybody? We're back again. It's episode 246 of the Dad Bod Golf Pod. Happy Tuesday. It is another week, another time to talk about golf, and it's Kyle and Ben back again, ready to rock and roll. Tonight's episode is brought to you by Bet Online, the number one sports betting website in the country. Sign up today, use your coupon code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, and get a 50% welcome bonus. You give them $100, they're going to give you 50 back to play with. Still got some college football left. You got live betting you can do on basketball, football, NFL, whatever. It's tons of fun, tons of lines, tons of ways to bet, tons of ways to win. Also have an online casino, a lot of fun. It's got to be the best place, easiest place. The app, the website's easy to navigate. The mobile website's easier to navigate. Can't beat it. If you're going to bet anywhere online, you need to bet at Bet Online. It's where the game starts. Ben,
you know what you can bet on?
Bet on what?
That's a good hair day right there today.
Oh boy. You got edged up.
No, I didn't get edged up. Just for some reason, it's working well. I don't know if it's the cold weather or the wind or what. It's working for me today.
Whatever you say, buddy. Whatever you say.
I like it.
All right. So,
got the wife begging for me to come back downstairs.
There you go. Well, good luck. She'll fall asleep by the time
I'm going to need more than luck.
Yep. You may have spent your quota for the year already, or for the month already.
It was birthday 2 weeks ago. I'm messed up now. I'm done for a while. You know what I mean?
There you go. So it's a kind of a weird, it's about to be a weird little part of the season. There's a few more tournaments, and then we start hitting holidays, and we do Heroes World Challenges, and we do the matches, and we do the PNCs, all like the family charity type stuff that doesn't count, does count type. I mean, it's just
travelers.
A weird.
They should put the travelers during this time.
Yeah, it's just a weird time. It's just one. Like I said, just one of those. When you do this wraparound season, it's just a weird time. So we're going to do a little bit of a points recap of where the FedEx Cup stands right now, and have a little game, and see. You know, maybe have some back and forth. We're going to do we're going to look at the top 10. Look at three that are going to stay in. Look at three that are going to may not even make the playoffs. So. Okay. Let's just start with let's read the top 10, because it's going to be – I mean, it's obviously a lot of these names you may not know, you may not be super familiar with, but let's just start. Leading the FedEx Cup right now is Seamus Power.
Seamus.
It looks like Seamus. I'm pretty sure it's pronounced –
It is Seamus. Yes, it is.
Seamus.
Listen, coming from two guys that call it Bazoot and Poot, I think we can get away with pretty much anything we want to say.
There you go. Seamus Power, Keegan Bradley, Mackenzie Hughes, Tom Kim. Max Homa, Russell Henley, Tony Finau, Rory McIlroy, Thomas Dietrich, and Taylor Montgomery. So,
Monty.
There's some star-studded names in there. I mean, you got some good names in there, and then you have some guys that may or may not have heard their names before. So, let's do this. Let's just go ahead and start with let's go the three that you think will still be in there, and who do you think will still be in the top 10 at the end of the year? Like going into East Lake, they'll be in there at the end of the year.
You want me to go one and you go one, or you want me to give you all three of mine right now?
Give me all three of yours and then
all three of mine right now. Okay. I'm not going against my man, Max Homa. Guy was playing hot golf at the end of the season. He's already up there at the number five spot, which I know there's not been a lot of tournaments played, but still he's at the five spot. Give me Max Homa. I think he carries over, does well. I think that he's going to still be in the top 10 at the end of the season. Max is number one.
There you go.
Yep.
Like
short hitter and everything. Yep. Max Homa.
He's a big fall guy. Loves winning in the fall.
I will say this. I don't want to pick this one, but I have to, because you're asking me. Rory's going to be number two. I think Rory's got to be in the top 10 before it's all said and done with, and as far as the FedEx Cup is concerned. And my other guy, give me the Tom Kim button. I think I think Tom Kim is going to come around. I mean, he played fairly decent as of late. He's one of the fan favorites. I mean, he's not the fan favorite, but still, I'm going to go with Tom Kim just because I think he's ingrained. He's like, what's his name? That plays in like every friggin' tournament. I think he's just going to earn enough points because he just plays in all the tournaments. So I think that's probably why he's got a chance to.
Sungjae.
Yeah, he's like Sungjae. He and Sungjae are in every friggin' tournament together. So he's going to play in 65 tournaments this year in 52 weeks, and he's going to qualify to be at least in. So I think that's giving him a chance to be in the top 10. So give me Tom Kim. Tom Kim, Rory, and Max.
Interesting. Okay. Tom Kim will step out.
We're not going to have the same ones, are we?
No, we're not. We're not. So I'm going to go, obviously, Rory won. I mean, he's just on fire right now. He's already got he's already got a win this fall. So I think he's only played in one event and he's got a win. So that's a big deal. So Rory's going to be in there for sure.
He's also got Charlie Wood swing, which is awesome.
Their videos are pretty crazy. Those videos are pretty crazy.
I sent you that video of the two. Isn't that crazy? That's amazing. I'm like you. I still think it's a combination of JT and Rory.
As he's gotten bigger, it's almost all Rory. When he was littler, before he started hitting puberty, and he had to really get after it, it was JT. But now it's like he's kind of getting a little jacked. It's so Rory.
That finish is Rory all the way. And let me tell you something. Dude is doing some shrugs. You see those shoulders?
Oh, yeah. Guy's trapped.
Goodness gracious.
Guy's trapped going. Yeah. His pre-shot routine looks so much like his dad, but his swing looks like Rory for sure.
Even the twirl looks like his dad. The walk looks like his dad. The putter looks like his dad. The irons look like his dad. But off the tee, that is Rory McIlroy made over.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So next guy I'm going with is Russell Henley. Russell Henley made it to East Lake last year. He's got a win already. Russell is like the epitome of steadiness. He is like, he's built to make the playoffs like
catchphrase
every year. So he is just, he's super steady. I'm going, and here's another thing. So he was playing recently, and I think it was this like last tournament, he started hitting a cut off the tee. Like he just like randomly, they just started hitting cuts off the tee. And because I think he played a lot right to left, he just started randomly hit cuts off the tee and he wins a tournament like just like that. So I wonder if that's like a little thing that he's got now.
Changing things up.
I know where it's going to go. It's not going to get away from me. It's going to stop where it hits. I'm just going to hit the cut from now on. So
what if that gets in his brain later on in the year, though, and he starts wanting to hit that draw and can't do it?
I don't know. Everybody now, it seems like, that plays well hits a cut off the tee.
Mm-hmm.
All the guys that win now, it seems like they hit cuts off the tee. I don't know what it is about it, but they do. So
that's my go-to. I just can't hit it. See, that's the thing. You hit it so much further than me. I wish I could if I could hit it like them, I would have something more to brag about.
We hit it. Ours is more of a controlled slice. Let's just be honest. they're hitting it and it's coming off with no spin and it's just and it hits and it still goes. Ours has our backspin RPMs are just crazy. So
maybe yours are.
Mine are definitely crazy. So we got Rory, we got Henley, and then I'm gonna go Tony Finau.
I knew you were gonna take that bait.
Yeah, Tony Finau.
He's gonna be in the playoffs. He ain't gonna be in the top 10.
This is the year. He's
focused. Everybody says that every year.
He's focused. He's having fun.
Yeah, don't you start with that crap.
Tony Finau. He's got 42 kids mouth to feed. This is the year. We got to win that. We got to win that 18 million.
That is very true.
Hey, hot take. Also, Tony Finau wins a major this year. I'm throwing that out there.
I don't know. That's a hot take. I think that's doable.
I
think it's doable. I don't know that he does, but I think it's definitely doable. I mean, he's got the length to be able to take over a golf course.
It's going to be something like it'll be like the PGA Championship.
Kyle, have you seen the videos of he and his coach? It's on his own personal Instagram where they're trying to – they're not pulling a Bryson. They're not hanging out with long drive guys, but they're definitely trying to increase his distance but doing it in a controlled fashion.
Mm-mm, I haven't seen them.
Everybody do yourself a favor. Go look at Tony's Insta. It's probably from about 6 months ago where he's trying to pick up speed with a new ping driver that he's got. He's trying to pick up distance and he is hitting 420-yard drives. And I'm sitting there going, please let that come out in a tournament.
Wow.
Please let us see this. And I'm talking on the fly. They're taking one bounce and stopping. He is flying out there, trajectory, moonshots, landing, stopping, no roll.
They say whenever he really, like, he goes ahead and corks one, like, uncorks one, like, it's – he's the longest player on tour.
That's amazing that he swings at 80% every time, and it still gets out there 300-plus.
I think he's swinging 100, but he's only coming back 80, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does. With his swing, John Rahm are the only two that can get away with that.
He may not be coming back 80. He may be coming back, like, 70.
Yeah, if you see those videos, you're not going to recognize the swing because it's none of this abbreviated. It is all the way back and full shoulder. He's getting into it.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Take a look at that.
I'll definitely do that. All right, so we got our three in. Ben, what was yours again?
Mine were Max, ahead of Rory, by the way. Max, Rory, and then Tom Kim.
I like Max. Max will probably still be in there. I didn't say he wouldn't, but he'll probably still be in there. I just think I had Rory, Henley, and Finau. So we're going to go controlled cuts off the tee. Russell Henley could win the FedEx Cup this year.
I'm tabbing this in my notebook, by the way, so we can look
at it.
Tabbing
your notebook. We need to go back over it. All right. Now, obviously, at this point in time, there's tons of events left. So there's a couple of guys. If you get hot in this fall season or you have a couple of good finishes, you can be – you can rack up the points early. There will be some, there's a few guys on this list. Let's just be honest. They're just not going to be on there at the end. Mm-hmm. So Ben, I want you to pick three that you think will not be on there, and let's peg it and let's see where we
go. Okay. I started to hedge my bets and go with Tom Kim not being on there too. So that way I had a 50-50 shot of getting this right.
That would be such a Ben thing to do.
I know. I knew you would kill me for it. So I was like, no, I'm not doing that. I will say this right now. Just looking at the names, number one that's not going to be in there is Thomas Dietrich.
Okay.
Thomas is the fact that I have to – everybody else, I wrote last names that Kyle and I just did, and now I got to write out the whole name so I know that who back to refer to. That lets me know you're not going to make it. This is going to be one that people don't want to hear because he's up there at number two. I don't think Keegan Bradley is going to be in the playoffs.
Oh,
I don't
Keegan
see
played Keegan. Good last year.
He did. And I don't see him sustaining it. I don't see this as a comeback. I see this as a little blip in the radar that he's had over the last 6 months. I think it fails him again, and he is not in the see the difference. I wrote down just Keegan. Whereas with Thomas Dietrich, I had to write out the whole name on that one. So so that just lets you know right away. And then the other one, I wanted to go with the low-hanging fruit in there at number 10 with Taylor Montgomery. I'm not going to do so. I'm going to do it just to make you mad. I don't know that Russell Henley makes the playoffs.
Wow. The playoffs? Playoffs?
Yep.
In general?
Yes.
He's already won. Like, he just about can't even – he just about is in.
He's got 100. He's 146 points behind. He's only got 510 points.
He's got 510 points. Let me tell you this. You know that Mackenzie Hughes made the playoffs last year, and he had 841 points.
You just mentioned it. He has all of a sudden decided to go to a cut. What if the cut leaves him?
So he's not going to do anything the whole rest of the year? I mean,
no, I'm not saying he's not going to do anything. I mean, Kyle, we're looking right now at the top 10, whereas at the list, if you look at it, goes all the way down to 200 play or 199 players. I'm just saying, I think there are making the playoffs next year, which
so that's like 100 and something players that make the playoffs, isn't it? How do the playoffs work? The playoffs changed, but like. How so here it is, the top 70 make the FedEx St. Jude. That's how the playoffs works this year. The top 70. So you don't think he'll be in the
still
top
take
70.
Out. No, because we go to he's got 71 through 199 to place. So nope, I still think that Thomas Dietrich, Keegan, and Russell with the swing changes, something goes awry and he does not do well at the end of the season.
I mean, he's only got to make like three or four more cuts and he's in the playoffs.
I know. I'm just stepping out. That's all I'm doing. I'm just stepping out.
That's a big step out. That's a huge step out. It's a gigantic step out. Okay. So
I was going to go safe mode here and he's going to pick the who, no so, names.
So pick your thing again. Who you have?
I had Thomas Dietrich. Okay. Keegan Bradley, which he made the playoffs this year, barely squeaked in, but he did make them. And then Russell Henley. And I only did the Russell Henley thing because of you. That's the only reason I picked him. I really wanted to go low-hanging fruit and say Taylor Montgomery.
I gotcha. Okay. Well, I'm going to say I'm going to go with obviously I'm definitely going with Dietrich and Montgomery. Thomas Dietrich and Taylor Montgomery, no wins. They both played like every single tournament. So they're going to get a bunch of points just for playing every single tournament. But again, they don't have any wins. They've played the most like Rory's played one event and he's got more points than both of them. And they played five events and six yeah. events. So, I'm going with, Thomas Dietrich and Taylor Montgomery for sure.
See, I didn't take them cause they're easy. They could be sponsor exemptions right now played in these tournaments.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not about it being easy. It's about being right. So I'm going with Thomas Dietrich.
You just wanted to be right by picking the easy ones.
Then I'm going, I think Sheamus, and I'll tell you why.
Oh, boy. The guy that's right there at number one. That's a step out. He's at number one right now.
Number one right now. But he's played in five events. And he's only – I mean, which is essentially the top – the most of all. Like, if you played – there's only –
only Taylor Montgomery's outdone him. Taylor Montgomery's played in six.
Yeah, so he's played five events, but he's only got about 20 points on Keegan Bradley and Mackenzie Hughes. He's got about 40 points on. He's got a win. He does have a win, I think, at the Butterfield Bermuda Classic Championship or whatever. But early in the season, he could possibly be like making a little run, like maybe. He's figured something out, but he had a putrid start to the year.
We're really going out on a limb even picking these right now because you know everybody makes their charge in the Hawaiian tour.
Sure, but he started the year off T30, cut, T46.
Yeah.
And these are not like just blowout fields that he was in. Sanderson Farm.
If one of the guys that we pick to be out, if they win a tournament in Hawaii or on that West Coast swing, we're screwed. They're going to be in.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah. I think Sheamus, McKenzie, and Thomas Dietrich are gonna be super out. Safe picks for the win. How about that?
Okay.
All right.
Swannies.
Let's talk about Swannies. You need to check out you need to go to their website, check them out. They're about to drop their Black Swan collection, getting ready for Black Friday. Save big, use coupon code DadBodGolfPod-25, take 25% off every single order of your whole life. So log in today and save big. They got hoodies, polos, pullovers, quarter zips, quarter buttons. You see my quarter button in the video, Ben? They're going to have quarter buttons. They're going to, it's like a quarter zip, but it buttons up. You got to be watching out for that. They look sweet. They look sweet. Swannies.co, life's a party, dress for it.
You know what you can look for?
F-O-R-E. What?
You can look for, I will send you a pic and we'll put it on Instagram. I've already got my uniform picked out for work tomorrow because we have some special guests coming to the studio.
Nice.
It will be my Swannies shirt and Swannies pullover that came in my opening video that I sent you for my box for the Black Swan collection.
There we go.
I will be pimp at work tomorrow.
There you go. Love it. You can be pimp at work too by going to Swannies.
That's what they should put on their logo as well as what you said. Be pimp at work, swannies.co.
All right. It's going to be a quick episode, but I want to talk about one thing because it's funny that I spent the first year of this podcast trying to figure out how to play the most elite course in Alabama, Shoal Creek. I got to play, which was awesome. And then never thought this would happen, but I had to turn down an invitation to play for my second time in 1 year, which is just, it makes me want to throw up just to even think about it. But
we gave him 2 weeks notice for this past weekend. This past weekend, I was like, Kyle, 2 weeks. This is what we're doing.
I know. Veterans Day.
Yep. Doing it.
I was in. And then on Wednesday, before I was out. Unfortunately, work just didn't allow it. I know I don't get to get off work at 10 a.m., Ben, okay? I know you probably took the whole day off.
Whole day.
So Ben got to go play Shoal Creek, and he's sending me videos and pictures the whole time as if I chose not to go, like it was my choice, and it was not.
I just was missing friendship, so I needed
There was nothing about that that was friendship.
I just needed to let you know what I was going through at the time.
It was not I'll miss you stuff. That's not what it was, Ben. Just go ahead and say it.
Actually, I will say the first through the front nine, it was I miss you. As soon as I got the turn dog and got my You're Bloody right. Mary, I was like, you know what? You should be here. This sucks.
Yeah, you suck. No, it was literally like, oh, here I am. I'm at the place you already know I'm at. So let me show you pictures to rub it in since you're in the office. So,
you can find those on Instagram, by the way, Dad by Golf Pod.
It looked like it was a magical day though.
Oh, it was fantastic. Weather turned out great. When we first got there, it was a little rainy, a little wet. We decided to play. We played the threes, but they also had the threes moved back. So it was almost like playing the members tees, which is the combo 3-4s that they do, or the champions tees or whatever they call them. Cause they moved the threes back, but with it being wet, even as low as I hit it, it didn't go anywhere.
So you hit longs, mid irons in.
Oh yeah.
So how are the greens?
Greens were rolling absolutely
phenomenal. As good as they were this spring?
Yes. Even better. Cause it's cooling off. They got those bent grass greens. It's cooling off.
So they're peak right now.
Yes. Bent grass loves them. They're soft. They roll well. It's absolutely fantastic. So, greens were great. They were doing some bunker maintenance stuff, which was fine. Except greenside. I was in a few of those as well. There's just a stretch of holes there that I just do not do well on.
Yeah.
And, I did fine this time around on the front because I told you four is my bugaboo just because it's literally driver, some sort of long iron or hybrid in every single time, that par four. And then it's followed up by
diabolical too.
Yes. And then it's followed up by a small par three on number five with a small green, which I par.
Trouble everywhere.
Bogeyed the par four and then parred the par three and then birdied that par five. And then the wheels came off.
Oh,
that's
man.
When the old double set in. After a group let us play through, so I showed my ass in front of people. Oh, it was bad.
Your whole ass. You showed the whole thing.
So bad. And so I did that and then parred the par three and then bogeyed the par four to wrap it up on nine. And then the back was great. That was finally, there was no mist, no rain. Sun came out. It was absolutely gorgeous. I should have worn shorts because it got warm enough to do so. So it was absolutely fantastic. So great day. And I got to thank Bobby for all the hospitality and food.
Thanks,
was good.
Bobby. Thanks for the
Golf
invite.
Was good. We had a good
Please
caddy.
Invite me back.
JR Jr. Appreciate you.
And please invite me back. Please invite me back. I promise I'll go next time. I'll quit my job. Yeah, I'll quit. I promise. I'll just quit my job. I'll quit my job and come work at the radio station with Ben. How's that sound?
And we'll pay him weekly, very weekly. Yeah. that's how we do it.
WEAK. No.
Yeah, exactly. Fantastic time. Missed you, buddy. Sorry. You missed out on friendship.
Yeah.
Next time around, if you say no, Bobby has said I'm not allowed to ask you. I'm just kidding. He didn't say that.
You get two strikes.
Yeah, he didn't say that. Awesome. I'm just messing with you. He didn't say that.
I wouldn't ask me again either. So I would just let me beg to get back, to go back. But quick episode. Thanks, guys, for listening. There's just not a lot of – there's not a lot going on right now. So we'll try to keep some good content, maybe get a little would-you-rather type stuff, some scenario stuff for the next episode. So
keep the scenario stuff coming at us too, by the way, on the comments.
We may do some on Thursday.
We've had a couple of people. We'll address some of that stuff on Thursday. Some of the stuff you guys have sent us, we'll address that on Thursday.
Yep, there you go. Maybe we'll get some interviews. This is a good time to get interviews. So we got some buddies that made Corn Ferry. Got maybe reach out to Tyson Alexander, who just came in solo second this last tournament. Yeah. So there's some irons in the fire. So we'll see what happens the rest of the fall. But y'all in the winter, Y'all have a great rest of the week, and we'll talk to you on Thursday. So it's episode 246 of Dad Bod Golf Pod. We're
always
scrubbing.
You've been listening to the Dad Bod Golf Pod. Always stroking.